Our text for this morning is the epistle reading from the letter of James, beginning at chapter 3, verse 13. I read for you again the first verses and chapter 4, verse 6. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. This is our text. Dear Christian friend, I think this is a dangerous season for political candidates. Not just because they could easily be eliminated, especially with such a crowded field, if they don't quickly convince other people that they're better than the next guy, but dangerous because the way this tends to be done is by boasting how great you are or how smart you are, which very easily ends up making you look dumb. Last week, we heard in our epistle reading verses which came just before this text in James chapter 3, where he says, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers. And he goes on to say, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. The point is, be careful about talking as if you know it all. Because if you want to show how smart you are, today he tells us, do it, not just by how you talk, but by how you live. A way to picture this is, before you shoot off your mouth, think about how people learn about shooting a gun. They learn to look not just at what they're aiming at, but what is behind what they're aiming at. That is, what could be the unintended results. As we look at our text today, we see that proud, passionate wisdom leads to fights. But the wisdom from above humbly makes peace. But it's all because God's wisdom makes goodness grow. Let's think first about how proud, passionate wisdom leads to fights. James says, if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. He explains, what causes quarrels and fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder, you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. People who accomplish great things, the winners of this world, often know just what they want, and they know how to get it. And they tend to be passionate about their goals. One piece of advice often given to those who want to be successful is to think about what you have a passion for and focus on that. In fact, those who are effective in spiritual ministry often are very passionate people. But James says, just a minute, be careful about passion. Passionate feelings tend to be subjective, what feels good or feels right to me, which tends to be what seems to feel good for me. Watch out for selfishness that comes from my flesh and feelings. This is standard wisdom in the world. But James points out that the ways of the world are at odds with the ways of God. In fact, he says, friendship with the world is enmity toward God, which exposes the mastermind behind such ideas. Who plants them is actually the devil, who is good at deceiving us into thinking that what is bad is good. So, verse 15 says, such wisdom that knows how to get our own way is earthly, unspiritual, in fact, he says, demonic. That is, it comes from the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. The result, naturally, is discord and disaster. First, there's the fighting of passions inside us, in our hearts. I want this. Oh, but I want that too. Even though sometimes they're incompatible. Then there is fighting with God. Instead of praying, thy will be done, it's my will be done. Which, of course, is not what happens. James says, that's why you don't get what you're praying for. So, we turn to others to get what we want. But they have their own ideas of what they want and what they think is good. So there are quarrels and fights about who gets their way and who gets the credit. And when it's assumed that the end justifies the means, there is disorder and every evil practice. And so our passion to get everyone to go along with our perfect plan ends in chaos and disaster. This can be seen in world politics, in the local level. We see it at work. We see it even in church. We see it among our friends. We see it in families. But James says there's another way to do things. Wisdom from above humbly makes peace. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show in his works in the meekness of wisdom. Verse 17, he says, the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Well, it takes a lot of smarts to know how to win. It takes a lot of smarts to know how to win a war. But a war is not over until there's peace. It's even a lot easier to win the war than it is to win the peace. But the wisest one is the one who can win peace without the war. The best way to get your way, it is said, is to make other people think it's their idea. It's amazing what can be accomplished when nobody cares who's getting the credit. But James says real wisdom is not just finding a way to get my way peacefully, but to be impartial, open to reason, being able to come to mutual understanding rather than just pursuing my passions, but actually being pure and sincere and full of mercy, genuinely caring about others rather than just being selfish. Why should I humbly aim at what's good for others? One reason is because what's behind what I'm aiming at, that is what results, that is a harvest of righteousness that is sown in peace by those who make peace. Well, when that happens, that's the best for me also. This wisdom that changes our hearts and changes our world from being a battlefield of desires and wills to being a fruitful field where all that we need grows is a hard thing to do. Because it's hard to see how being meek and gentle is a good plan for being sure that I get the things that I need. Or even the good things that I'm truly passionate about for others. There's no guarantee that pushy people who think they are so smart won't just try to take over. But this is why James says we must not trust in our own wisdom, even wisdom that is truly good and pure, but in the one who is the true source of all wisdom, the wisdom that comes down from above. God's wisdom, is what makes goodness grow. He says, do you suppose it's to no purpose? The scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Now in verse 14, James speaks about bitter ambition and selfishness and jealousy. But in verse 5, he says that God himself is jealous. Well, it's just like the conclusion of the commandments, which says that our God is a jealous God. What we have to understand is what the word jealousy means. Envy means wanting to get what belongs to another. That's coveting. Jealousy simply means wanting to keep what belongs to me. Now, we use it in a bad way often, because oftentimes what we're wanting to keep isn't really ours to keep. But God has a right to jealously want what belongs to him, and what that is especially is us. And the spiritual life that he has put in us. And so he has given us his Holy Spirit in order to preserve us as his dear children. Even though the word of God world is at enmity with God, God still loves the world and he wants to save it. This is why he calls us to give up on ourselves and humble ourselves before him. To cleanse our sinful hands by dropping our selfish behavior, and to cleanse our double-minded hearts, which are double-minded because they're even considering sinful behavior. This seems counterintuitive and foolish to our sinful nature. But the Bible, which makes us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, promises and shows that Jesus exalts the humble. God gives grace to the humble, but the cause of God's grace is not our humility, but it's Jesus humbling himself for us. God has acted with perfect wisdom to fulfill his eternal plan that Jesus comes with perfect gentleness and mercy to win the peace for us, a peace that passes all understanding. He has come to overcome the devil and the world and our sinful flesh by a different kind of passion, by submitting to God's will that he suffer and die in our place. And he saves us first, not just by making us do what's right, but by doing himself what is right in our place, and then giving us his righteousness by grace. The result is a harvest from the harvest of the good fruits of righteousness in us, that's planted by the seed of God's word, that's watered by our holy baptisms, so that we have goodness and wisdom to boast about. Not our goodness, not our wisdom, not how smart we are, but how good and wise our great and gracious God is. Proud, passionate wisdom often leads to fights. Trying to get what seems smart and right to us sometimes results in doing the wrong things. But the wisdom from above humbly makes peace, as we focus not on what we want for ourselves or even what is good for others, but on what God wants for us. God's wisdom is what makes goodness grow. God in his infinite wisdom has sent Jesus to humble himself for us, to give us his grace, so that we can reject what is earthly and unspiritual and demonic, and humbly, by God's grace alone, receive his exalting to live in his peace forever. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.